immensely.
6.10. Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 8. Now listen to the rest of the conversation and answer questions 5 to 8.
So, you preferred Hands Off the Planet, did you, Brad?
Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. Krilli obviously spent an awful lot of time preparing this book. All those amazing facts and figures. The chapter on how cinema, TV and newspapers are becoming more global was really well researched. In fact, I was shocked to read just how powerful and influential some of these media corporations are.
Yes, though I thought at times the author just conveniently overlooked any data that didn't support his argument. It seemed to be quite biased, I thought.
That's because he's passionate about all this. He's very concerned about the future of the planet.
Well, that's highly commendable, I'm sure. But oversimplifying things to such an extent greatly distorts the true picture. And by adopting so radical a position, he can actually put people off.
Yes, but he sees it as his mission to make people sit up and take notice.
Well, to be honest, I'm surprised we were asked to read this book at all.
Really, Janet? What makes you say that?
It's quite lightweight, isn't it? I'm not surprised they had so many in the bookshop. I don't know, I just didn't find the tone academic enough for a serious study.
You mean you didn't like the Captain Planet comic strips? I thought they were hilarious.
Yes, I liked them. They were quite amusing. But I didn't think that they were particularly appropriate for a serious subject such as globalisation.
I tend to agree with you there, Janet, but other students have read it in the past, and most of them have been favourable towards it.
Another factor which I felt detracted from the academic nature of the book was that there was no index, whereas the one in Dr. Jones' book is excellent.
Ah, yes, it was superb. More than could be said for the bibliography in Hands Off the Planet. It's virtually non-existent.
Well, maybe there's some more information on the website. If you can make it work, that is. Okay, thank you for your comments. All very interesting and most useful. Now, if we could just focus in on some of the ideas expressed in these books...